Yes, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship. Yes, so good to have you. Thanks for letting me tag along with you today. Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar with the program, is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God, and we try to have a theme each and every program. And today, my friends, since this past week on Thursday, we had a chance to celebrate the National Day of Prayer. Today, well, we're going to be focusing on prayer. Yes, communication with the Lord Himself. So we're going to be focusing on that throughout the day today. So, friend, I hope you can join me here for the next 30 minutes as we focus on our communication with the Lord on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above, humbly you came.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Today we're focusing on our communication with God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 8 says, "Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." A man had transformed an overgrown plot of ground into a beautiful garden and was showing a friend what he had accomplished. Pointing to the bed of flowers, he said, "Look what I did here." His companion corrected him and said, "You mean look at what God and I did here." The gardener replied, I guess you're right, but you should have seen the shape this plot was in when God was taking care of it himself. Well, we chuckle at that man's reply, but it expresses a wonderful spiritual truth. We are co-workers with God. This applies to every area of our life, including prayer. It answers a question that naturally comes to mind when we reflect on Jesus' statement there in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. He said that we don't need to pray on and on with vain repetitions like the pagans do, because our Father already knows what we need before we ask. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. So the question is, then why pray, right? Well, the answer is simple and comforting. God has graciously chosen to give us the privilege, friend, of being His partners in both the physical and spiritual areas of life. Through prayer, we work with Him in defeating the powers of evil and bringing about the fulfillment of His loving purposes in the world. Partners with God. What a privilege! Friend, what an incredible incentive to pray.
All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him, alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, it's Joey Kroll. I hope and pray that you are enjoying your weekend here thus far, and today we're talking about communication with God. Three preachers sat discussing the best positions for prayer while a telephone repairman worked nearby. Kneeling is definitely the best, one pastor proclaimed. No, another one contended. I get the best results standing with my hands outstretched to heaven. You're both wrong, the third pastor said. The most effective way to pray is lying face down on the floor. Then the repairman couldn't contain himself no longer. He said, hey, fellas, he interrupted. The best praying I ever did was hanging upside down from a telephone pole. So why does it take the most desperate situations to bring out our most desperate cries to our Father? It's almost as if we delight in handling life on our own strength until life rears its ugly head and gives us a serious beatdown. Only then does the idea of running to Jesus cross our minds. I like what Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 says. It says, pray in the Spirit at all times with all kinds of prayers, asking for everything you need. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Friend, take some time to slowly read and meditate over those words, because you never know when you can be hanging from a telephone pole. You're listening to Sunday Worship. on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
His own.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Hello there, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. Always great spending some time here with you as part of your Sunday. And today, my friend, we're talking about communication with God. Whatever happened to the prayer closet? If you never heard of one, it's simply a private place to spend time with the Lord. I mean, it can literally be a closet, a private room, or even a chair in the corner of your bedroom. It's a place to get alone with the Lord in prayer. Scripture records that the Lord Jesus getting away for prayer, solid prayer. It says, I love in Mark chapter 1 verse 35, it says, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. We should make it a place where we go in, put our body down and fellowship in the Spirit with the Lord. In the prayer closet, we should give ourselves to Him and learn to enjoy the presence of the Lord. This is what He wants. This pleases our Father. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. When we seek His presence, friend, He sees our need and gives us His presence. Our Father knows what we need even before we ask, even if we don't ask. But what does He need? He needs us. He wants us, friend. Don't miss out the best part of spiritual life, which is being in the presence of Jesus. So make a little time, move those shelves, and get in the closet. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over. Buried 4 days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive.
The instrumental version of the doxology right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your Sunday, part of your weekend. You can always catch up with me anytime by sending me an email, joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's joey@greatnewsradio.org. You can send in your prayer requests and maybe your song requests as well. Again, that's joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, don't forget, coming up in the studio tomorrow, Mark Burns for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That's coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.